familiar voice on the live line this morning from ABC News. It's Alex Stone. Alex, good morning to you.
Pat, good morning to you.
No surprise, I guess, that you are still reporting from Southern California today.
Yeah, and still on these fires. And unfortunately now we're into about 2 weeks of fire weather, of nonstop Santa Ana winds, of red flag fire warnings, and they're going to continue. It looks like into next week now. This is pretty unprecedented for this long, and especially in December. But even during the summertime, we'll get Santa Ana winds that come in for a couple of days, red flag warnings for a couple of days, and then they expire. This is day after day after day. The red flag warnings have been extended now through Friday night.
Yeah.
The Santa Ana winds are now forecast to be blowing through the middle of next week and then probably longer from there. But this unusual wind pattern of coming out of the desert toward the ocean, something we normally see earlier in the fall and late summer, that now we can't seem to get the normal pattern going of coming from the ocean inland as wind normally blows.
As Jerry Brown said last weekend, there is no fire season anymore in California. It's all fire season.
It is a year-round, and it's still typically, even with that, unusual to see this kind of fire activity in December, but when it is this dry, today the humidity levels, just looking over the Cal Fire prediction here, today in Southern California, 2% humidity.
Wow.
2% means that anything that ignites is in the wildland going to explode, even if the wind isn't as strong as what we saw earlier this last week and the week before.
And the Thomas Fire still seems like that's the issue. It sounds like the other surrounding fires are getting pretty well taken care of, Alex.
Yeah, the Thomas Fire, though, is still, it is a beast, and it is still a major problem. 237,500 acres this morning. It is a massive fire. They do have 25% containment, but again, as we get these winds now, tomorrow is supposed to be a high fire danger day, more so than the last couple of days and what we expect after that, of high winds coming back in. There's a lot of active fire on the fire line in Ventura and Santa Barbara counties, and you bring in 50-mile-an-hour wind gusts, and that can make those flames run. So the biggest concern right now being Montecito and Carpinteria. Montecito, a lot of big homes belonging to celebrities, Katy Perry, Oprah, Ellen. Those areas have been evacuated, and some folks are being allowed to go back home in other areas of the fire and on other fires in Southern California that they're getting a handle on. Still, though, Thomas Fire is the biggest concern.
Well, we know that at this stage of the game, we know from experience, Alex, that there is some frustration from people who obviously have never been in this situation before about, people wanting to get home and go home. And clearly when you've got a monster like the Thomas Fire, you know, that precludes anybody from going home because there's just too much literally uncontrolled about it.
Yeah. And it just continues to rage every day. And something we luckily didn't see in Santa Rosa was every day for the past week and a half, there has been a massive mushroom cloud of smoke over the area. And it started to wane in the days after the initial fires in Sonoma County, and then they eventually got a pretty good handle on them. This thing is raging day in and day out. No matter what they do, it takes off on them, and you get this big plume of smoke over Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. They're hitting it hard now from the air, something they couldn't do when the wind was raging. They're putting firefighters up on the head of the fire, which they couldn't do because it would have been deadly had they done that in 80-mile-an-hour winds. But if the winds come back tomorrow, as predicted, they're going to have to pull them off again. Luckily, we're also seeing now, Pat, the Boeing 747 dropping 8,500 gallons of fire retardant at a time on the fire line.
Nice.
Quite a sight to see that thing paint the pink Fosjack, the fire retardant, around the fire. They couldn't do it when the winds were stronger. Now they can. That 747 was held up with federal regulations for quite a while trying to get it approved.
There, yeah, I guess so. A 747. Wow.
Yeah, this is a new one, and they've got the DC-10s as well, but the 747 comes in as a monster with those four engines, flaps down, slowly going over the fire line, painting it for miles and miles. It's quite a sight, but it's very effective in what they need right now to get this thing boxed in.
You may see some familiar faces as you're reporting down there, because a lot of Sonoma County firefighters have been down there since the first couple of days trying to help out, as we were helped out up here.
Yeah, one of my colleagues ran into Santa Rosa Fire and talked to a member of that team. Thank you to Santa Rosa for coming down and helping Southern California now. I know there are other fire departments from Sonoma County. I've seen Marin County fire departments on the front lines. There are so many fires, though, burning, technically still burning, even though they're getting containment around most of the other ones, in Southern California, that they're all over, that there's not one fire everybody's coming to. Some are in L.A., some are down in San Diego, yeah. Some are in Ventura and Santa Barbara counties, so they're real spread out. We've seen a number of just in general Northern California fire departments, Bay Area. I've seen Oakland, I've seen Hayward, Alameda County, that they've been working on the Ventura County fire. So much like what happened in Santa Rosa, it's all hands on deck down here right now. They are getting containment around most of the other ones, but the Thomas fire is still that bear of a fire. And just on that fire alone, in Ventura County, we're looking at about 800 structures that have been lost. Most of those are homes. CAL FIRE hasn't been able to go in and actually make a count and determine, okay, that foundation is a home, that one is an outbuilding. But most of what we have seen in the areas where homes are gone, it is home after home after home and not some other kind of building.
And Alex, you're in a unique position having spent so much time up here in October during our wildfires and now being in Southern California. I'm curious, even though the landscape is much different, what do you see as the differences in terms of community response between us and them?
Well, Santa Rosa was unique because you had a population that really came together and formed a bond to help everybody out. Some of that is going on down here, but this is such a huge population area. And in Santa Rosa, the fires were pretty condensed into one area.
Yeah.
Here you've got Los Angeles, you've got San Diego, Orange County, Ventura County, Santa Barbara County. So there are so many fires going that it's kind of everybody's dealing with their own issue. And the LA Fire Department is such a massive department with many thousands of firefighters, and LA County as well, which is a completely different fire department, that they handle pretty much their stuff in the way that they handle it. That it's a very different situation down here in that way. But, and we've said this before, the one thing Southern California really doesn't have is a KSRO, that we have large media outlets, but they are serving such a huge population that they're not focusing on one issue.
That's part of the problem.
It's still so widespread. They're still so focused on everything going on and providing the regular programming that you don't get that very focused programming like you got on KSRO. And that does make a big difference because KSRO was able to really impact lives and change lives, something that is difficult for our affiliate down here is KFI, for KFI to do when they've got so many fires and such a big population, they can't really focus in on one area.
Yeah, it's sort of the advantage of being, for me, a small town girl, because you're right, it is a different scenario. And I have spoken to a couple of different radio stations down there, seeing if we can lend any assistance or anything in terms of our experience. And yeah, it's everybody is focused on their own corner of this very big story, understandable. And it is a different situation. But there is one thing consistent about it, and that's you, Alex.
Well, we try, and we aren't as helpful down here in the sense it is such a big area, but we try to report on it fairly and accurately. And these have been big fires. It's been, as everybody in Sonoma County remembers, the smoke down here has been incredible at times. Just chunks of burning tree coming out of the sky that have been carried in these high winds and dropping down in your car and dropping down everywhere. And people are, and again, those N95 masks that everybody in Sonoma County remembers, just about everybody down here has been wearing them. Right now, though, because the Santa Ana winds are so specific to where they're blowing from land out toward the ocean, that it's only if you're in the path of that smoke that you're getting hit by it because the other fires have calmed down. But last week, there were so many fires that there was smoke everywhere. But if you're in one of those smoke zones, it's extremely unhealthy, and just about everybody is wearing a mask as they go about their business.
Well, I think you probably have had enough fires for a while. Let's hope your assignment next time is a little bit different than this one and that nobody else has to go through this particular kind of hell. You've got Sonoma County's attention, Alex. Any holiday wishes you wish to broadcast?
Oh, just to everybody. Well, to you, Pat, and to my family, mom and dad, Barbara and Stu, and they're in Bennett Valley, and to my wife's family, Allie's family, John and her dad and their stepmom and everybody else that happy holidays. We'll be seeing everybody very soon.
All right. Very good. And happy holidays to you too, Alex. We're very grateful for you, particularly this year.
Thanks, Pat.